farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry reiterates call for farmers to practice climate smart agriculture. Stay with us to hear more and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. Minister without portfolio in the Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, is reiterating his call for farmers to practice climate-smart agriculture to help the sector achieve sustainable growth. Climate-smart agriculture is an approach for developing agricultural strategies to secure sustainable food security despite the effects of climate change. It has three main objectives: sustainably increasing agricultural productivity and incomes, adapting and building resilience to climate change, and reducing and/or removing greenhouse gas emissions where possible. Mr. Hutchinson says the practice is necessary, especially in light of the onset of extreme weather conditions and the outbreak of plant pests and diseases, which result in billions of dollars in losses to the sector. Through the ministry, several programs have been managed or implemented to mitigate the impact of climate change on the agricultural sector.
We have provided over $70 million in productivity grants, trained 2,300 farmers in better soil conservation methods. Over $1 billion in income has been generated by farmers from crops harvested. We have trained RADA extension officers in land husbandry and farm field school methodology.
Other climate smart initiatives include the installation of more than 107 gravity drip irrigation systems and capacity building support for farmers. Minister Hutchinson was speaking at the recently held sub-launch of the 5th LASCO Relief Environmental Awareness Program REAP competition in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. The minister also lauded LASCO for initiating the program, designed to promote environmental preservation among 130 primary, preparatory, and junior high school students through tree planting, recycling, energy conservation, school gardening, and well-kept school and community environments. Under the program, students have been involved in the establishment of over 100 school gardens and the planting of 15,000 trees.
A project of this nature will not only instill a sense of duty and general awareness of the environment, but also social responsibility among our children.
Mr. Hutchinson says the profits gained can be used for maintenance of the garden and purchasing other inputs.
School gardens also provide excellent training ground for our young potential farmers and can contribute to government's feeding program and breakfast program.
Minister without portfolio in the Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson. 20 pre-selected high schools and churches will also take part in a similar competition. And now for our proverb of the day. Parson christening own picnic force. Translation: the parson always christens his own child first. And this means, charity begins at home. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.